The number of jobs in cybersecurity is growing in Illinois, but while many companies say they need more workers, job applicants say they're having a hard time getting hired. As Illinois Newsroom's Mary Hansen explains, educators and businesses are working together to close the gap.
Weasel Forsythe's cubicle is decked out.
I have all my toys here that I have in my huge fidget cube and then my Spider Gwen. In my X-Force Deadpool.
She's an information assurance apprentice with Supertech, a government contracting firm in O'Fallon, Illinois, outside of St. Louis. Amid the color and chaos of superhero posters and figurines, Forsythe pulls out a big black binder.
I mean, this isn't really sexy, but I think it's awesome, is the NIST compliance.
It's hundreds of pages of technical language and guidelines laying out a framework for protecting companies and governments from hackers. She learned about the guide while getting her associate's degree in cybersecurity from St. Louis Community College. But she said when she first started looking for work, postings for entry-level jobs would ask for experience or certifications she didn't have yet.
When you are in college, you're here, but you still have to get somewhere to get over here where you have the security plus, where you have your clearance, and there's no path. You know, you can't get there from here usually.
And here's the confusing part. There are literally thousands of openings for cybersecurity positions, companies saying they need the skills that Forsythe has.
No, we don't have like 5 or 6 candidates to choose from. I mean, we're pretty fortunate to have at least one, if not maybe a couple.
Dan Schaefer is director of operations at Supertech. He says competition for professionals with skills in network security is tight, and it's a challenge across the country. The string of high-profile data breaches, think Marriott and Target, have businesses scrambling to ramp up their information security. So why are both applicants and companies frustrated?
Part of that is because they're not willing to train people up, and partly because schools in particular have not done a particularly good job of training for this area because things change and advance so quickly.
Todd Thibodeau runs CompTIA, a nonprofit that develops cybersecurity certification and training programs. One of the solutions, he says, better training. Making sure the skills being taught are the same ones companies are looking for.
Being able to say, okay, a cybersecurity analyst needs to have these kinds of skills, but those skills could probably be acquired over a 6-month period, not under a 2 or 4 year degree program.
Thibodeau's nonprofit runs 14-week trainings for security analysts around the U.S. They're in Chicago, Minneapolis, and Charlotte, and looking to expand. It's not just the education programs, though, that need to adapt. Thibodeau says employers also need to change the way they hire. A survey of cybersecurity job postings from 2015 found that 83% of them asked for at least 3 years of experience. The average requirement was 5 years.
The majority of companies want people that come out of a program and can walk in the door and be 80% of the way there.
Thibodeau says apprenticeships could be a part of the solution, too. Forsythe got her apprenticeship with the help of the Midwest Cyber Center. Tony Bryan is head of the St. Louis-based center.
And this idea of apprenticeship is a fairly new concept in industries that are not trade specific. You know, there's been a lot of education on our end to explain to employers the advantages of hiring apprenticeships.
Brian says the advantage for companies is the structured training and support. For apprentices, they get the certifications they need while earning money in a job in the field. No previous education or training in cybersecurity is required to qualify for the program. Applicants just need to have a high school diploma or GED. Brian says part of the goal is to attract people who aren't typically included in the cybersecurity workforce.
So for us, recruitment has been very targeted for women, people of color, and veterans.
They currently have a dozen apprentices, and the goal is to have 50 more this year. For Forsythe, it's helped her get the job she wants.
Now I can do it because I have my schooling, I have what I've learned from Midwest Cyber Center, so that gives me the tools that now I can actually do the job I wanted, which is so exciting.
I'm Mary Hansen, Illinois Newsroom.